The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesund, nachas and parnasa berevach ad meya ve'esrim shana.
Taf samach. The Gemara over here says the halacha. Sinor shalu by kashkishin. If you have a pipe that got stuffed up on Shabbos, the halacha is, and it's not letting the water flow through. On Shabbos, a person is allowed to crush the objects that are getting in the way of the water in order that the water should be able to go through the pipe. One is allowed to do this with his foot. If it's not Befarhetia, if it's in private, the halacha is that we allow somebody to do this on Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Why? My time. Really, this should be considered tikkun mana, which is a malacha, one of the lamtes malachas. However, it's not a problem because you're doing it with your foot, so it's kelacher yad. So it's with the shinui. Uvimakim seyla goes to barabonim, and since it's a makim seyla, because this is going to become a hepsid because the water can't get out, and it's going to cause a problem. Therefore, the chacham did not make a gzeira, and the Gemara says that the Rav Yosef says the halacha is like this memra, and that's the halacha that a person is allowed to do this type of tikkun kalacha yad on Shabbos. Tosis over here has a question. Tosis says, true that we'll get out of the problem of tikkun monam, and we'll get out of the problem of the mach on Shabbos. However, says Tosis, we have a rule. Kol makam she'asru chachamim me'maris ha'ayin afilu v'chadri chador matzer. So Tosfos, there's a halacha that a person is not allowed to do something that looks to other people as if he's doing an aveiro, maris ayin. And the halacha is, maris ayin is not only osur b'farhesi, if you do it b'rabim outside where other people might come to see what you're doing and think that you're doing an aveiro. The Gemara says, member of Rav, that the halacha of maris ayin, any time the Chacham said it's osur to do something because of maris ayin, it will be osur afilu b'chadri chadorim, it will be osur to do it even in your private area, even if no one else is looking. Even if you know for sure no one is looking, the halacha is once they made gzeira that maris ayin, so this particular action will be osur because of maris ayin, the halacha remains that it's osur to do this even b'chadri chadorim. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. So therefore, says Tosis over here, true that you'll tell me that really what this person is doing when he's doing nisnasaking, he's being mamaich the kashkishim, the things that got stuck in the pipe. True that we know the halacha is, the Gemara says, that he's not being doing nisadei raiso, and what he's doing is nisadei rabbon, and therefore it's mutter. But the other people around won't see, don't be able to see that what he's doing is not nisadei raiso. They'll think that he's doing nisadei raiso. So therefore, it should be osur because of maris ayin. I'll say that the Gemara only allows you to do this bitzino. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do it b'farhesi. You're only allowed to do it in a place where other people won't see. So Tosis, what difference does it make between sin and farhesi? How could the Chacham say that because you're doing bitzino that will make it mutter? The halacha is that if it's osur because of maris ayin, it's osur afilu b'chadri chador. A male of Tosis, how could this be mutter? So Tosis answers. Says Tosfos, this that we have a rule that maris ayin is osur, even b'chadri chadorim, even when it's done in a private area. Haynu dafka b'isim malacha d'raisa. That's only when the malacha that's being done is an isim d'raisa, or the malacha that it appears that the person is doing is a malacha which is osur min haTorah on Shabbos, or some other isim d'raisa. So in such a case, we say that even though you're really not doing an Issa Deraisa, but since it looks like it, you're doing an Issa, Maris Ayin, the halacha of Maris Ayin says that you're not allowed to do it. And when you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it whether it's Befarhesya or whether it's even Bitsin or whether it's even privately. There's no difference between whether it's done privately or publicly. However, says Tosis, when we're talking about an Issa, which is only an Issa Derabonon, that even if people will see you doing the Isser, they'll be able to see that this Malacha, this Isser, is only the Rabbanon. In such a case, true that there would be a problem of Maris Ayin to do it, Bifarhesi, to do it in a public place. However, B'tzinah, there is no such Gzeirah. The Gzeirah of Tzinah, that it's Osir, Afilu B'chadri Chadorim, only applies to an Isser Deiraisa, not to an Isser Derabbanon. Therefore, says Tosis, since even if somebody will see that you're doing something, over here Tosis says they'll be able to tell that you are tikkun kala achar yad because it's being done with your foot and not being done with your hands in the normal way that it's done. So it's clear that what you're doing is not nisa deraisa, only nisa derabbanan. Therefore, says Tosis, it's only also to do it because of maris ayin b'farhesi. It's only also in a public area. But if it's b'tzino and it's done privately in the privacy of your own house or your own yard, but no one else will see, then, says Tosis, that's this Gemara. The Gemara says that it is mut. So we see from here, Tosis, a fundamental yesod, very big chiddush lahalacha. At least according to Tosis, the Tosis holds that this that we say, that marasayin is osir, even b'chadri chadorim, even privately, only applies to an iser de'eraisa, and does not apply to an iser de'rabon. Now we find the Shulchan Aruch writes, in the Arachayim Simen, Shin Hei Sifir Aleph, says that the halacha, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that if an animal has a bell and walks around with a bell and the bell makes noise, the halacha is that you could stuff up the bell on Shabbos and let the animal continue to walk around with the bell. The bell does not need to be removed on Shabbos. However, that halacha is only true when it's bechatzin, it's only in your private yard. However, if it's in the Shusar Rabin, then one is not allowed to allow his animal to walk around outside in Shusar Rabin, even when it's pakuk, even when the taka won't make noise. And the word, the halacha over there, is a halacha of Maris Ayin. The Gemara says that if you put a bell on the animal, it looks like you're going to the marketplace to sell it, and therefore the animal is not allowed to walk around with a bell on Shabbos. So therefore the Gemara says that you're not allowed to let the animal walk around, and yet the Mechaber says that this, that the Gemara says you're not allowed the animal walk around with this zug that's pokok because it's maris ayin, because it looks like you're going to sell it. That's only true in a rishus rabin. However, in a chotzer, which is your own private area, the halacha is that it's mutter. Says the Mogen Avrom. Mogen Avrom is in Simi Shin Aleph, with Kotlin and Vav, that you see from this Mechaber that the Mechaber holds that maris ayin is only Osir in Rishus Rabbin. Shrek the Mogan Avraham, what do you do with the halach of Rav, the Gemara in Shabbos? Same question that Tosis says. The Gemara says in Shabbos that you're not allowed to do Marisayim even B'chadri Chador. And so how can we possibly say that there's a difference between outside Rishus Rabbin and inside Yechotzer? Says the Mogan Avraham, must be that really the Mechaber Paskins, that Maris, the Paskins like Tosis, that Marisayin is only Osir B'chadri Chadorim on Issa Deraisa, and not in Issa Derabon, like Tosis. However, he says that even though Tosis, Taka says this halacha, that there's a difference between Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabon, however, there are other Rishonim who disagree. There's a Ran in Beil that has different answers to Tosis Kasha, and the Ran basically says that the Heter of Marisayin, the Heter of Marisayin in our Gemara is the only B'mokim Hefsid. The Gemara says over here is Mokim Pseido, because Mokim Pseido would be Mekel on the Isser. And the emes is that even the Hafla, the Pirish on our Gemara over here in Ksubis on Tosis, says that even Tosis never meant to say that it's always Mutter. Tosis meant to say it's only Mutter Mokim Hefzid, and otherwise the Isser of Maris Ayin will apply, even Mechadri Chadar, even by Nisr Rabbanan. So Akoparim the Mogar Avram says that it is a Mechloigis HaPoiskim, even though it seems that the Mechaber Taka Paskins, like Tosis, and the Mechaber holds that something which is an Issa Derabon, Marasayin will be Mutter, B'chadri Chador. In fact, the Bir Halacha, over there, in the Simin Shin Aleph, Taka says, brings down these 2 days, and the Bir Halacha says that a person is allowed to rely on the Shita of Tosis. The Halacha, the Bir Halacha makes it serious. There are other Shitas that could be the Ikr Halacha, that Marasayin is Osir, B'chadri Chador, is Taka Machloigis Amirom in the Gemara and Shabbat, Machloigis in Rav and other Amirom, and there is a Machloigis Rishonim who we pass like. So since there are certain Rishonim who hold that this in halacha is never true, and the chaji chadarim in private, a person is always allowed to do something which, if it would be done in public, would be not a sign. But even though we pass in usually that by Yisur de Raisa, you're not allowed to do it for chaji chadarim, but by Yisur de Rabban, the halacha says one is allowed to be mekel. In fact, with this yisoy that we see that it says in Tosfos, we can explain another part of the Gemara over here on this Amud and Rashi. The Gemara talks about dam sha'al gabi kikar. If somebody finds blood on top of a loaf of bread, he bit into a loaf of bread and he was bleeding, so the blood ended up on the bread. The halacha is that a person is not allowed to eat that blood. You have to wipe off the blood. Goyroi va'ichla, he's allowed to eat the rest of the bread, but the blood he's not allowed to eat. However, if the blood did not go out onto the bread, it was only shevein hashinayim, it was only between his teeth. Since still his mouth, then the halacha is the person is allowed to swallow it. Now the Gemara says clearly that the iser of eating dam of a person, it's not an iser deraisa, it's only maris ayin. It doesn't even have an iser derabonim, it's only maris ayin. And as such, if it's maris ayin, so if it's on the kikar, it looks like that it is blood of a behemoth, of an animal, which is also in atayr, so therefore you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to eat it. However, if it is ben shinov, is that the halacha is that a person is allowed to swallow it. Now, what's the reason? Why is dam shal shinayim different? So Taisa says, Rashi says, that the reason why it's mutter to swallow the dam shmein shinayim, the Rashi, the halek of the chazilei, because no one sees it. No one sees what he's doing. It's inside his mouth, he closes his mouth and he swallows it. Nobody saw him actually eat the blood. So the Be'er Sheva has in the Tshuva asks, and Rashi, how could Rashi possibly say that since no one can see it, therefore it's mutter? If the halacha is maratayin is osir, we know maratayin is osir afilu the chaji chador. So see, mechaji chador is osir. How could Rashi say that you're allowed to do it? How could Rashi say you're allowed to swallow it? And in fact, there are other achronim that suggest a different pshat in the Gemara. They don't like Rashi's pshat, and they say that the reason why a person is allowed to swallow down Shemini Shinayim, because in such a case there is no marasayin at all. Because if a person has blood in his mouth, it's because part of his teeth or his gums are bleeding. In such a case, it's muchach, it's clear from the circumstance that the blood is not blood from an animal, it's blood that's coming out of part of his body, part of his teeth. And therefore, in such a case, there is no marasayin at all. And that could be the pshat in the Gemara, why a person is allowed to swallow down Shemini Shinayim. But to say, come along and say that there's no marasayin because nobody can see it, how could he possibly say such a thing? How could Rashi say like this? However, according to the Yisayis and Taisis, we can answer Rashi. The Rashi holds, in such a case, what is the chshash? You see, dam, that a person is swallowing his blood, what's the chshash that a person can say? So Rashi will hold that the chashash is not that a person has dam that yechayv karetzal, dam that's an issa deraisa, and such a dam you would personally think that a person is swallowing that blood and therefore gever nissa. It's only maris ayin for dam which is perhaps only osir midirabon. So if it's maris ayin on a derabonon, and it's pechad v'chadarim, no one can see that you're doing it, so even if a person happens to be standing in a mokum farhez, he's standing outside, but if he closes his mouth and no one can see what he's doing, in such a case, that's considered maris ayin on issa derabon, pechad v'chadarim, and the halacha is, it will be mutter. So basically we have sheet of Rashi and the sheet of Tosfos that both agree that maris ayin, pechad v'chadarim on issa derabon is mutter, and we have a bi'ur halacha that says one is allowed to rely on this sheet of halacha. Now, we find another place where this halacha comes up in Shulchan Aruch, and this is a Ramah in Yerideya, in Simen Pei Zayin Siv Gimel, in the halacha of Basar B'chalos. The halacha is, everyone knows, that the person is not allowed to eat meat and milk that were cooked together. A person is not allowed to cook meat and milk together, Basar B'chalos, and a person is not allowed to eat meat and milk that were cooked together. That is an Isser Deraisa. So the Ramah says, what if you take Basar Oif, the meat of a bird, of a chicken or some other type of bird, which is not an Issa Deraisa. The Issa of Basar B'chalos does not apply, according to most Rishonim, by a Basar of a bird. When the Ramah is going, that Basar Oif is only Derabonim. So the Ramah says, let's say somebody were to take Basar or Oif, were to take chicken or some other bird, and he were to cook it together with Cholov that's made from shkedim, says cholov, the milk that's made from almonds, shkedim, so it looks white, it's a certain shade of white, and it looks similar to milk, looks like milk. So in such a case, if somebody were to see a person eating such a thing, cholov shkedim, together with basar oif, so it looks like it's basar cholov. It looks like, at the very least, it's maris ayin. Even though the ister basar b'cholov is only basar behema, basar from an animal together with cholov, real milk from a cow or from another animal. The Rama says that the minig is that it's mutter to do such a thing, hoyul za ini rak midrabbonon, because it's only this midrabbonon. However, says the Rama, to take basar behema and to use such cholov mishkedim, the halacha is that it's basar unless you take some of the actual nuts themselves and put them together, put them inside the milk, the mixture, so that a person it will be easy for a person to tell that this milk is not real milk and it's cholov shkedim. So therefore, there won't be any problem with maris ayin. Now, the simple reading of the Rama is that the Rama seems to say that since the isser of basar oif with cholov is only an isser derabanan, so therefore there's no problem with maris ayin, and therefore you're always allowed to milk to mix the cholov shkedim together with basar oif. Masha'en king, basar behema, which if you would have real milk would be nis deraisa, so even though I have milk, this cholov, which is not real milk, in such a case, it would be maris ayin on a deraisa. It looks like you're doing isa deraisa. It doesn't look like you're doing, it's not really nis deraisa, but it looks like you're doing deraisa. So the Rama would seem to be saying that there is no maris ayin on a derabonon, but it would be maris ayin on a deraisa. And the Shach asks, how could that be? We know that there definitely is maris ayin on a derabonon. So we find all over Shas. We mentioned earlier the Gemara says that you're not allowed to put a bell on a cow and take it outside because it looks like you're going to sell it on Shabbos. Selling an animal on Shabbos is not an issue right. So Mekach u'memkor on Shabbos is only a gzeira midrabbonon, the Gemara says. And still, you're not allowed to do something which is maris ayin that looks like you're doing an issue derabbonon. So says the Shach, how could the Rama say that there is no issue maris ayin on something which is derabbonon? It goes keneged many halachas that we know. So the achroinim over there, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Haflon Shulchan Aruch, and the Achas Tzvi, and the Aravron, they all say that we can understand this Rama according to the Tosfos in our Gemara. Tosfos says in our Gemara that Maris Ayin on Issa Derabbanan is Mutter B'Chadri Chadarim, so therefore we'll say that the Rama is not talking about making a big Suda, a big party in a fancy hall when everybody comes in, everybody sees that you're serving meat with milk, and it looks like Mamish Basar B'Cholov, yeah, and therefore we also have Maris Ayin. That's not what the Rama is talking about. The Rama is talking about in your own house. When you're doing it, the Chadri Chadarim, it's Bitsin, no one else can see. And you want to mix it yourself. So there, the Rama will say that Maris Ayin on a Derabbanan, which is the Chadri Chadarim, since only it's a Derabbanan, we will allow it. Asha'en Kein, if we'll be B'far Hesu, and Chanami, the Rama would agree that there is an Isser Maris Ayin on a Derabbanan.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.